Hi again, this is Archer of Archer.com, and I decided to do a podcast this evening. I know I just did one the other day, but I had things I wanted to tell you. Wednesday night was back to school night. I think I mentioned that on Tuesday that I had back to school night on Wednesday, and it was a very, very long day. I did not get home until 8:30 at night. Well, about 8:40 actually. But back to school night is when the parents come to this classroom. Well, all the parents in the whole school come to the school, and they go to their kids' classroom, and they get to meet the teacher and find out all about the classroom and policies like homework policy and discipline and all that kind of stuff. Well, I always do a video for my parents, so I show them a video and I talk about the classroom and stuff like that. So that all of that stuff went fine, and actually the whole night went fine, but there was just a couple things I thought it was interesting to tell you. I have two Hispanic children in my class this year, and they are English of, ESOL, English Second, English Learner, I don't know what that stands for, English Second Language of Learner, I don't know, someone else can tell me. If I had to worry about it, I would know it, but we have a teacher who teaches them, the ESOL teacher. It used to be ESL, English as a Second Language, but then they stuck an O in there, and I don't know what that stands for. Something, maybe it's other languages, English speakers of other languages, I don't know. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is that these two boys don't speak English very well, and they go with the ESOL teacher to learn English and to assimilate these kids into the American school system. Anyway, both of their parents showed up at back-to-school night, and neither one of them spoke English. So they were sitting there, and all I was doing was just speaking in English, and I showed a video in English, and all the paperwork was in English. And at the end of it, when it was all over, one of them came up to me, and she said something to me in Spanish, and I was like, I don't understand. I kept saying, what? Like three times. And then another parent who was listening in, like standing close by, kind of like came over and translated, and all the lady wanted to tell me was that thank you for the video, and I'm going to go to my daughter's classroom now. I'm sitting there acting like an idiot because I have no clue what she was saying. I was so pleased that parent came over and translated for me. And then the other one, the other parent, she didn't come up to say hi to me or anything, but at their desks, I asked them to write a note to their son or daughter, whoever they had, and this Hispanic lady didn't know what I was asking them to do. So a completely different parent who speaks Spanish very well too told the lady in Spanish that she should write a note to her son or daughter. Well, she wrote the note in Spanish, so of course I could not tell him this morning what it said, so that was interesting. But here's the other thing I've thought was very interesting. At least this may have been the first night that I noticed it. So after the back to school night, I asked the parents to sign up for a conference. They have to choose a date and time, because we have 2 days in November that we have conference days, for the parents to come to school and have a conference with me for me to tell them about the progress that their kids are making. So anyway, I asked them to sign up for a conference. Well, at the end of the program, they all kind of like gathered around the table to sign up. And it was the weirdest thing because all these people started pulling out their Blackberries and their iPhones and their cell phones and like looking on the calendar part of their, devices to see if they were free on that day or could they set it up to what time they could choose and all this stuff. And I was like, I thought to myself, I think that's like the first time I have ever seen that many parents pull out their Blackberries and iPhones and all this stuff to, check the date for the conferences. I thought that was so odd and just, really weird that I noticed that. But anyway, so the night was fine. I had to talk to my parents about their behavior because, not their behavior, but their kids' behavior because my kids are like just terrible this year. So I asked them to help them by talking to their kids about appropriate behavior in the classroom. And they weren't at all offended by that. They probably realized that their kids are brats. So I was pleased with that. And then in terms of attendance, I have 24 students, and 23 of the parents showed up. So I thought that was a great turnout in terms of attendance. So I was very pleased with that. Moving on to other things, I wrote down three things on here. Did anybody, well, I know someone did because I heard Wes Stone talking about it on his podcast. Did you hear that thing about Mackenzie Phillips had a 10-year consensual relationship, sexual relationship with her father? Oh my God, that was shocking. Last night when I got home from back to school night, I had all this stuff on the DVR that I wanted to watch. So I watched Modern Family, which, oh my God, that's going to be a great new show. I watched Cougar Town, which I thought was pretty good, but nobody at work today thought it was good, but I liked it. And I watched the season premiere of The New Adventures of Old Christine, and I liked that too. But then when those three shows were over, I watched the Oprah Winfrey episode because I taped it. I knew that Mackenzie Phillips was going to be on there, so I set up the DVR to record it. And I watched that, and I watched every minute of it because I was like, oh my God, this is so freaky. I have never heard of this kind of thing before. And here she is having a 10-year sex with her father. Oh my God, I just can't believe that. I was totally shocked and freaked out by that. I don't know if anybody else was, but then I heard the ladies on The View talking about it today, and it's just like, geez. But does it make me want to go run out and buy the book? No, I will not run out and buy her book. There's no reason for me to buy her book. But it is shocking. Then the other thing, when I got home today, I still have like 3 hours on my DVR because there's so much to watch and record this week. Like tonight, I really hope I get this podcast done in the next couple minutes because I want to watch that new show, Flash Forward. I know I'm going to record it, but I want to watch that. And then, of course, The Real Housewives of Atlanta is supposed to be really good tonight, so I want to watch that too. But anyway, when I got home, I watched my episode of Glee. And it was funny because at work today, we were all talking about this at lunch, and they were all saying, oh, did you see Glee last night? And I was like, blah, 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 don't talk about it. I was plugging my ears and saying, blah, 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 because I was like, don't talk about it. I haven't seen it yet. But they gave me a clue that it was really good. And, of course, Glee was really good. They were doing the sexy, all the single ladies thing by Beyonce. And it was great. I don't know if anybody else watched it, but I loved it. That show is getting good because they actually did two interesting storylines last night. They have the, well, if you haven't watched it, you might want to fast forward a little bit. But the two storylines I thought were amazing was the cheerleader girl who got pregnant with the other guy, and they're like, I don't think that people would talk about this much, you know, like on TV in high school things. Yes, I know it's been dealt with before, but I just thought it was interesting that they talked about her keeping the baby and the way that she said that she got pregnant in a hot tub. Has anybody ever heard of this before? She said that the temperature in a hot tub is the perfect temperature for sperm, and I'm like, I have never heard of that before. Is that true? Can you get pregnant if a guy ejaculates in a hot tub? I would think that the hot temperature would kill the sperm. I don't know. That's weird. I don't know. So anyway, that was that whole storyline. And then the storyline of the gay guy and how he, not lying, but he was lying to his father about, you know, being on the football team and the whole dance thing and all that stuff. But then at the end of the show, he came out to his father. And the best part was how his father reacted. That was such a good, positive role model for kids to come out and have their parents react positively these days. I just loved it. I don't know if anybody else noticed that or was touched by that or what, but I just thought that was just amazing. I'm like, oh my God, this is network television here. Having a kid in high school coming out to his parents and parents, well, the father at least, reacting positively about his being gay. The father was like, I've known since you were three. Any kid who asks for sensible shoes for his birthday has got to be gay or something like that. I mean, it's like, that was very cool. Very, very cool. So, yeah. The only other thing I have to tell you was the boyfriend has a wine shipment coming from California. This is totally off of the television topic, but this stood out to me today, and I thought I would just share it. When we went to California last year, the boyfriend joined a wine club when we were out there, and it's like I think it's every 2 months, or maybe it's like once a quarter. I'm not sure how often this happens. No, it's, I think it's every month he gets a shipment. Anyway, he gets a shipment of wine in the mail, but at the time they could not ship to DC, so I had to take the shipment for him, so it comes to my house. Well, ever since then, I mean, every month that it comes, the people at my front desk sign for it, and then I have to pick it up at the front desk because it's alcohol and you have to sign for alcohol, which I understand everything, but the front desk, they always drop everything, all the packages and stuff from UPS and FedEx, and everybody drops it off at the front desk and they sign for it, like there's no question. Well, I got home today and there was a UPS, one of those UPS first attempt delivery stickers on my door. And I'm like, this has never happened in the 11 years I've lived here. They actually tried to come up to my actual door to deliver the package. And of course, I was not home. And they wrote on it, first attempt, we will try again tomorrow between 10:30 and 2. And I'm like, I'm not going to be home tomorrow either. So I went down to the front desk and I'm like, why would they come to my front door to deliver this? They've never, in 11 years, they've never done that before. And he said, oh, I don't know. Usually the front desk people will stop them and, you know, tell them that we do the packages at the front desk. So it must have been a different UPS carrier or something that just, you know, gone awry. So I was like, well, damn, that means, you know, if they won't drop it off at the desk tomorrow morning, they're going to take it back to the UPS place and I'll have to go there to pick it up. So he said, well, tomorrow morning, tell the people at the front desk, you know, that you're expecting a UPS package today and to please sign for it, and they'll know to stop the guy. But at the same time, I think I'm going to also, because I think you can sign the back of that thing and then stick it back on your door, and they'll leave it right at your door. And I don't think anybody would steal it anyway, because it's hard enough to get in my condo, let alone, you know, steal something. So I think I might do that just to be on the safe side in case they do slip by and get it up to my condo, which was just so bizarre. I just thought that was so bizarre. Anyway, so actually that's all I have today, boys and girls. Now I am going to put a picture on the website. I guess Apple released the high-res photographs of the iPod Nano, and there's this one of like a, it's almost like a shutter. Like a shutter of a, not a shutter like you put on the house, but like the shutter of a camera. And the shutter is made up of all the colors of the iPod Nano. And you see the little video camera thing in there. And the center is like the shutter of a camera. And it's so cool. I just love this picture because of all the colors and, of course, the design and all. But I'm going to, and some of you may, oh, excuse me, some of you may have already seen this, but I'm going to go ahead and put it on my website so you can see it. So go over to archer.com and you can see it. So, yeah, that's all I have for today, boys and girls. Until next time, and wow, this is number two for this week. I won't podcast again probably until next week. This weekend, the boyfriend and I are going to go pick grapes. We're going to go do harvest at Grey Ghost this weekend, and the boyfriend's parents are in town, so they'll be with us. So that'll be fun. Anyway, until next week, probably, boys and girls, have a great weekend. Bye.
Archer Radio.